Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and not going to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death, and they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that...
All you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the fucking money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality. Anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class. Keep them showing up at those jobs.
They're all the same. I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here.
I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
I have this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. It's not a fuck. I'm not a conspiracy nut. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I have this feeling who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what your promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialist capitalist scumbucks who got you in there, and you're in this smoky room, and this little screen comes down, and a big guy in a cigar rolled a film. And it's a shot of the Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before.
That looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll.
And then the film, the screen goes up, and the lights come up, and they go to the new president. Any questions? Just what my agenda is. First we bomb Baghdad. You got it.
Life is filled with interesting things. That's why I could never commit suicide. I'm having too much fun keeping an eye on you folks. Watching what you do. Human behavior. That's what I like. Humans do some really interesting things. Like, besides killing ourselves, we also kill each other. Murder. And we're the only ones who do that, by the way. Humans are the only species on Earth that deliberately kills members of another species for personal gain. Or pleasure. Sometimes it's just fun. We're also the only species that deliberately kills members of another species for personal gain. Or pleasure. That's what hunters do. They kill for pleasure. That's us. Human beings. Interesting folks. Murderers. Here's an interesting form of murder we come up with. Assassination. You know what's interesting about assassination? Well, not only does it change those popularity polls in a big fucking hurry, but it's also interesting to notice who it is we assassinate. Do you ever notice who it is? Stop to think of who it is we kill. It's always people who've told us to live together in harmony and try to love one another. Jesus, Gandhi, Lincoln, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, John Lennon. They all said, try to live together peacefully. Bam! Apparently, we're not ready for that. Yeah, that's difficult behavior for us. Not too bright, folks. Not too bright. But if you talk to one of them about this, if you isolate one of them, you sit them down rationally, and you talk to them about the low IQs and the dumb behavior and the bad decisions, right away they start talking about education. That's the big answer to everything. Education. They said, we need more money for education. We need more books, more teachers, more classrooms, more schools. We need more testing for the kids. You say to them, well, you know, we've tried all of that, and the kids still can't pass the tests. They say, oh, don't you worry about that. We're going to lower the passing grades. And that's what they do in a lot of these schools now. They lower the passing grades so more kids can pass. More kids pass, the school looks good, everybody's happy, the IQ of the country slips another 2 or 3 points, and pretty soon all you'll need to get into college is a pencil. Got a pencil? Get in there, it's physics. Then everyone wonders why 17 other countries graduate more scientists than we do. Education! Politicians know that word. They use it on you. Politicians have traditionally hidden behind three things. The flag, the Bible, and children. No child left behind. No child left behind. Oh, really? Well, it wasn't long ago you were talking about giving kids a head start. Head start, left behind. Someone's losing some ground here. But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The big, the wealthy, the real owners, the big, wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media news, all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back. so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long, where they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Man. You know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But say what you want about America, folks. Yeah. You can say what you want about Americans. You can call them smart, dumb, ignorant, innocent, naive, gullible, easily led, whatever you want. You're going to have to deal with them. You're going to have to deal with them because you're in the television business now. You got the All-Suicide Channel on KTV.
All right, everybody. Okay. Blog Talk Radio, understanding the times in which we live in today. Hey, that was a good one. Right there, I played that a couple times over the years for everybody, and that's the way it is. And that's understanding the times in which we live in today. Because they don't care about you. None of them do. And that's been proven here over the past few weeks, and we wanted to talk about this tonight. We want to talk about these big corporations like Amazon that is eating everybody up, swallowing people up, and they're getting tax breaks. Okay? Tax breaks. Do you get a tax break, folks? Do you get one? No. But the corporation does because they got employees. Employees that don't even know that they're working for Amazon. Call Amazon. Can you call Amazon? Does anyone have a phone number for Amazon? Post it in the chat room or call in and give it to me because I want to see if someone who I can get a hold of. Because it seems we can't get a hold of anybody on Amazon. And if you do, you're talking with someone in India or the Philippines with broken English and they don't know what the hell you're talking about. It's disgusting. It's a criminal organization. However, everyone in America shops at Amazon. It's a big billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar company. And the thing of it is, the items that people are shopping for are made by a lot of individual sellers out there. People who put hours and hours of work, blood, sweat, and tears into a product to post on their website because they are internationally known. Because they got all the government breaks. Because who is this CEO of Amazon? Does anyone know where he came from? Who is he? Has anyone done any research? How did he get where he is? Well, he just woke up one day and who created Amazon? Does anyone know the history of Amazon? How does this happen? Who's eBay? What's an eBay? How did they get created? I know there was someone I was speaking to, a family member actually, that said they created a website similar to eBay. And eBay contacted them and told them, you better shut it down because he's not in the big club. He's not in the big club. Okay? He's not a part of the new world order. He's not in the big club. Okay? And that's the way it works. Are there successful stories out there? Are those feel-good stories? Oh, yeah, sure there is. They don't last long, though. Look at Kevin Trudeau. Look what happened to his ass. He's still in federal prison, I believe. Natural cures they don't want you to know about. Ho-ho-ho! Yeah, he started making millions of dollars. They shut him down real fast. They put his ass in federal prison. You don't play ball with these big elitists, and if you're not in a bloodline with them, because you have to be related to these perverts, these Masonic Illuminati scumbags out there, and that's what they are. You can call me a kook, call me a crazy son of a bitch, whatever. If you're not related to them, you're not in the big club. Okay? And that's a fact. And a lot of you probably don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Well, you know what? Turn off the darn television set. Stop looking on Amazon and start understanding what I'm talking about here, because you're a part of the problem. You are. Whether you like it or not, you are a part of the problem. And I'm glad. I don't want any Mandelicons on here talking about tonight the People's Revolution and all that crap. And I don't want to hear about the European invaders. Because what did I just play in my intro? If any of you pay attention to my intros, this is what they like to talk about. Race, religion, politics. To keep you distracted going on. You don't know what the hell is going on. And you know what? Until it bites you in the ass and you're like, how did that happen? Well, Amazon here, we're attacking Amazon because Amazon has affected my business and members of my family's business. Okay? That's why we're attacking them. But the thing of it is like in my intro, you're not a part of the big club, and people don't understand that. And you go to work every day, and you think you're doing the right thing, and you're paying your bills, and you don't want to ruin your good name, you know, and all that. But the fact of the matter is you're just a dumb slave until you wake up and figure it out, and people need to wake up. And I don't want to get into Donald Trump business or anything like that, because Donald Trump, blah, 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 you know, he's really part of the establishment in a way also, but he's not. So I don't want to get into that specifics tonight. I want to stick on the global corporations like eBay and Amazon who are screwing people over, I know, all right? And I was hoping that someone here from Connecticut here would call in because it happened to them, and I want them to give a history of what happened to them and how they tried to contact Amazon and what they ran into. And I want to know how we can get anywhere into a justice here. Because let me tell you something. If you create a product, like I said, and you sell it on the – because you can't create a product and just put it on Facebook and expect to sell it, because it ain't going to happen. You've got to go through like an Amazon or an eBay or something like that, or stand on a street corner for 24 hours or, you know, and do that. Or unless you've got a little bit of money socked away, you can open up a little store, and then you have to get a business license and pay taxes and do all this crap and blah, 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 and jump through 1,000 hoops. And then if you're lucky, you could become successful. But remember, if you don't know somebody and you don't know anybody, and if you're not in some type of club somewhere, you ain't getting nowhere. You're not going to grow your business. You're not going to be anything important. And they will shut you down if they find out about you. And that's what I'm getting at here also. You see, we cornered the market here on a lot of products that people – what are Americans? They are couch potatoes. They love to watch TV. So what's a good thing to create? Cartoons. People love cartoons, movies. So therefore, when you go out there and you find out there's a lot of movies available that are no longer copyrighted, protected, because the copyright laws that your crooked government screwed up so bad, you create these movies and you remaster these movies and you put them up for sale and people buy them and you become popular and you use these global websites, they shut you down for no reason. But there's thievery involved here also. And there's people out there on the phone line here tonight that really need to check in and explain the details of that to the listeners tonight. But I've got one caller that's waiting right now. I'm sure they must want to say something here. He's been waiting a while. But I want other people out there here to chip in and talk about Amazon and let us know what Amazon has done to them and what we can do out there to try to rectify this as supporters and listeners. You see, that's the purpose of this radio show, is to understand the times in which we live in and to try to help each other out here as much as we possibly can, okay? So that's the objective here. That is the objective. So first off, let's see, 678. Let's see what you want to talk about. I think this is Justin maybe. Is this you, Justin, 678?
Yeah, this is me. I just pressed one. I don't know. I'm used to pressing one. I actually don't have anything to really contribute to this, because I don't know much about Amazon or eBay, but you know, I was just listening in.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Okay, I understand, Justin, that's fine. But, you know, I know you called in on Thursday, and obviously you were arrested, and you were screwed over by the system, so actually this kind of does affect you. I mean, you and I mean, if you want to talk about your case a little bit here tonight, because I don't have any other callers. I got a bunch of people on the phone line, but I don't see anyone pressing one to tell the story here and contribute to this Amazon situation. So, Justin, why don't you tell us about your situation real quick, and I'll give you about 10, 15 minutes if you have to until someone else checks in. And because I wanted to address the Amazon situation, but I'm a little ignorant of the facts, and other people out there know a little bit more than I do about how DVDs are sold and movies are sold on Amazon. And, you know, really what we got to do is we got to get to make people understand what I'm talking about here. See, a lot of people probably don't understand. Well, he's yelling at Amazon. Well, why? You know, so I want people out there to try to check in here tonight and press the number one and tell their story. And I did request a few people to do that. So until they're ready to tell their story, or maybe I don't know what they got going on. Maybe they're driving down the road or hiding in a closet. So I don't know what they're doing. But Justin, I'll go ahead and give you a few minutes here. And why don't you tell your story real quick?
Okay, well, you know, I was going through the mental health court proceedings. Like, I was charged with terroristic threats in, I think, late June of last year. And, you know, like, I started going to court on the original charge, I think, in either October or November of last year.
Well, what's the charge? What's the charge, Justin? What's the original charge?
Felony terroristic threats.
Felony terroristic threats. So, felony terroristic threats. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
All right. And, you know, I started going to court, I guess, in October or November on the charge. And, you know, like my, I hired an attorney, a guy named Matt Pilgrim for my case. And to be honest with you, it seemed like he was kind of postponing things. Like, we went to court, I think in October. And initially, the DA was going to offer me 5 years felony probation, and I could use first offender and all that. And that's, you know, more or less what I wanted to take. Something happened. I don't know if it was like my attorney was negotiating.
Well, hang on. Let's stop right there. You're going to court. Your lawyer's postponing it. Yes. And we know why he's doing that, because you're a docket number now. And what happens is when you're a docket number, you become a routing number, a banking corporation number for their slush fund. You know, because remember, just imagine if everybody went to court and all their cases were exposed of, and then the next day everybody came to court, all their cases were exposed of. Eventually, the court wouldn't be needed anymore, because they got to keep you coming back, because we got to keep those parking meters filled, and we got to keep, it's like a business, like Walmart. You want to keep the customers coming through the door, right? You want them to keep spending money.
That's definitely the sense that I got from it all. And you know, we like that first court date when he told me about that offer, we ended up having to schedule a continuance, and I came back I think the next month. And at this point he approaches me and he says, okay, here's the deal. The DA, they have a brand new program they just started in Carroll County, which is where I live. And it's like a mental health court type deal. He said they just started it up, and we think you'd be a good candidate for it. And, like, if you agree to go along with it, you'll be on felony probation for, I think he said, like 2 or 3 years. I can't remember which. He said the first two would be supervised.
Yeah. So partake in the program that's been funded by lobbyists and special interest groups, a program where you're going to walk into a clinic and they're going to sign your name, fill out an application, take all your personal information. And, of course, you're going to have to pay money. And then, of course, keep you on probation so you can pay your monthly probation fee and keep you reporting to a probation officer. And, meanwhile, they hope and pray that maybe you may smoke a joint or take a pill that you're not supposed to take or drink some alcohol and maybe get a speeding ticket or something. So this way here, they can really rake you through the coals, you know, and that's how they get the claws into you. But, you know,
yeah.
So this program. Yeah. Okay. So, but go ahead. Continue.
That's exactly what it is. And, you know, like when he told me that, like, you know, I don't know, he explained it to me. It sounded like too much of a hassle. And, you know, I told him, I like, you know, to be honest with you, I'd kind of prefer to take that 5-year felony probation deal. And I don't know, he was reluctant. Like, eventually he came forth and said that the offer was no longer on the table, that the DA wasn't offering that.
And I, like, at
that's
that point,
true,
I felt
Justin,
like I'd
been cut. That's not true, Justin. That's not true. Once an offer is proposed by the DA, it actually always has to be on the table. Okay? They can never, officially withdraw an offer.
That's what I kind of felt like. And, you know, like, when I was talking to my attorney, to be honest with you, it seemed like he wasn't being honest with me. It seemed to me like he was kind of working with the DA a little bit. I felt like
Of course he's working with the DA. Justin, of course he's working with the DA. He's eating lunch with the DA. And he may be screwing the DA if it's a female or he or she or whatever. You know, of course they're all, it's a big club, and you're not in it, like I played in the beginning. And, yes, they're playing marbles and dice with your life and laughing about it. Hey, I'll give you this guy if you give me this guy. Ha, 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 yeah, we can get some money out of this guy. Oh, this guy, he don't work, but this guy's got a job and owns a house, so we need to get him on probation so we can attach his paycheck. And that's what it's all about, Justin. It's a corporation.
That's what it felt like. And, you know, I ended up going ahead with the mental health court program, and I was in the program in all, I think, about 6 months. And through the program, it was a really weird deal. Like, they had me go into this place called Pathways, which is a mental health clinic, and I would go there for I had to be evaluated, I think, 2 or 3 different times. Like, yeah, I mean, it was pretty thorough on that end, but I also had to go for, like, group therapy sessions on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and every, like, I think, like, about once a month, I had to go for, like, a one-on-one with a counselor up there. And two times a month, I had to go before the judge Blackman in Carrollton, Georgia. And it was like, it was mental health court. Like, we'd go in the courtroom and there would be like 6 of us who were in the program, and it would be just us. It would be
but
the
Justin, what does this have to do with you being innocent or guilty? Isn't that what our courts are for? Are you guilty of the crime? Or are you not? You know, what's the deal here? This is our court system, folks. Programs. Come on.
See, here's the weird thing about it. Like, you know, at this point, when I was going through the mental health court thing, I had not been officially sentenced out. Like, my attorney, he told me that him and the DA had worked out they were going to do what they called a pretrial diversion. They said it was going to last 90 days. And, during the 90 days, I was going to be in this program, and they were just going to see if it worked for me. He didn't really tell me what was going to happen afterwards. Like, he alluded to the 3 years selling probation, first 2 years supervised. But, afterwards is when he came at me with the whole 90-day pretrial diversion. Well, I went through that. That was, like, a 3-month ordeal. And I went back for the judge, and they decided to extend my pretrial diversion by 60 days. Well, during the 60-day period, I on Facebook, I had made a post, and I said that feminists deserve to be kicked in the stomach until they spit blood. That's verbatim what the post said, not a word added, not a word altered. Well, the people at Pathways, the mental
feminists
health clinic, they had been
– feminists, so wait a second. You didn't address a specific individual. You addressed a de facto group. A certain class that nobody knows that really doesn't exist, because feminist is a made up name by man. You know, what's a feminist? Who's a feminist? You know, what is a feminist? Nobody really knows except for Webster's Dictionary. So feminist, who's a feminist? Nobody's really a feminist unless they say I'm a feminist. So therefore, you did not address somebody individually. So if someone was on your Facebook who was a feminist that you were directing that threat to, then maybe it's an indirect threat. But you were just using it as a general threat. You weren't directing it towards a certain individual, correct?
Correct. And, I mean, I didn't, you know, like, I didn't say I was going to kick him in the stomach. I didn't say that I was going to kick a certain person in the stomach.
Thank you.
The post, like, verbatim, word for word, said feminists deserves to be kicked in the stomach until they spit blood. Well, the people at Pathways, which is that mental health clinic, they had been monitoring my Facebook page, and they had told me about this, but I didn't really think they were monitoring it as much as they were.
They probably tricked you into signing some sort of an agreement that all your internet connections and all your social media pages would be monitored, and you probably signed something without knowing it, or maybe they just, you know, whatnot. I don't know. I don't know your case specifically. I'm just saying that's how they trick people. So anyway, they said this was a crime, what you did, correct?
Well, they, you know, like at this point, like I had not technically been sentenced out on the original charge. Like they still had me going through that 9-day pretrial diversion. So when I went back to
the original charge,
now
hang on, just so callers know. What's the original charge? Now that you told
the
us what the charge was, but how did that charge come about?
Well, it's a long story, but I did make a threat towards a woman. She got up in my face and I threatened to beat her ass. She called the cops and she told them that I said a few things that I didn't say, but she had another witness with her, and I mean they both.
Now you say woman, is this your girlfriend or wife or an associate or is just a you say woman, you know, a woman can mean a different thing.
It's a woman that would come over to my grandmother's house. I don't really know her, like nobody in my family really knows her.
So why did you say that to her? If she's coming over, so she's a family associate. So therefore, you're over your grandmother's house and this, you know, whatnot, and you make this threat to her. You know, I want to beat you in the face or whatever. You know, just why would you say that to her? Were you guys having a political discussion or something like that that made you heated or?
No, I was at my grandmother's house and like you know, me and her were talking and. I mean, we're kind of arguing. Like, I go to my granny's a lot. Like, me and her, we kind of get in these little, like, I wouldn't really call them altercations, but, like, her friend Kelly comes over there, and, you know, I really didn't know this Kelly lady too well. But the only other time I had ever seen her, like, she came over there, and, like, my granny has these two dogs in her backyard. And this Kelly lady, she, like, one of them's kind of untamed. It's a dog named Chance. And I watched this Kelly lady, like, wrestle this dog to the ground, talking about how you have to, like, exert dominance over these dogs. And it was just, I don't know, like, it was a really bizarre spectacle. Like, it was just something you kind of have to see. Like, she was wrestling this dog to the ground.
You thought this woman was kind of a little strange and weird, basically.
I thought, like, I mean, I didn't want to, after I saw that, I'm like, I kind of don't want to know this lady, but, you know, it wasn't really any of my business. And, you know, this particular morning when I was there at my grandmother's house, me and her, we were kind of arguing. I don't remember what we were arguing about exactly. And this Kelly lady comes over to bring her a biscuit, and she kind of walks in the middle of it. And at that point, the Kelly lady asked me to leave. And, you know, like, I mean, me and my grandmother, like, we do this from time to time. And, like, Kelly was just kind of putting her nose where it didn't belong. And I don't remember exactly, like, what was said, how it escalated, but it eventually culminated in me saying, hey, if you don't get out of my face, I'm going to kick your ass. And
Okay, all right, no big deal. Yeah, well, but you didn't kick her ass, you didn't put your hands on her, correct?
No, I mean, I didn't. And,
okay,
you know,
so this Kelly woman, who obviously is a weak-minded individual, who is obviously very shallow, and she felt like you were threatening her, and she got scared and called the cops and said you threatened her, right?
Yeah, well, you know, she called the cops, and she told me, she's like, I'm calling the cops. She's like, I'm gonna have them come remove you. And you know, my grandmother, like, this was at my grandmother's house. My grandmother was protesting against her the entire time. So the cops show up, and like Kelly tells them what happened. By this time, Kelly's daughter, who was with her, like. Steps up and she's like, yeah, you know, I heard him say he's going to kick her ass or whatever. And, you know, the cops arrested me that day. And
Hang on. The cops arrested you. What were you charged with? That's a terrorist? Because you were going to kick someone's ass? Now you're a terrorist if you want to fight somebody?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's what blew my mind. Like, he said he was, you know, charged me with terroristic threats, and, you know, he put me in handcuffs and put me back in the cop car, and, like, when he got in the cop car, you know, like,
I would say you're assaulting me. You're putting handcuffs on me. You're assaulting me. I don't know who you are. You're a corporate officer. You work for a corporation. I don't know who you are. You know, you're kidnapping me right now. But anyway, that's a whole other story. But that's how I would play it. But, you know, I'd be a total jackass. But anyway, all right, so now you're arrested for terroristic threats. You go through the court process, you get into this mental health program, and then you post something on Facebook that all feminists should be kicked into the stomach. kicked in the stomach. I don't know. I guess you saw a post or whatever that pissed you off. So now you're in bigger trouble and you spent some time in jail. Am I pretty much right on?
Pretty much. Like, I went before the judge. Like, it was part of, like, the mental health court thing. We went before him 2 times a month. And when I went before him, he's like, you've been active on social media, which, I mean, I'm like, up until this point, I'd always been active on social media. And I'm like, yes. And he's like, well, he's like, you made a post that, we found to be pretty disturbing.
Whoa,
he's like,
whoa,
look,
whoa,
you have
whoa,
to...
wait a second. Did you admit to making the post? Did you say,
yeah, I made the post?
Because that's your first mistake.
Yeah, you should have just said, I
don't know what you're talking about. I didn't make no post. There's lots of social media posts with my name on there.
I mean,
you know,
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a lot of Justins, you know. But anyway, that's irrelevant. So you admitted to doing it. Okay. First mistake,
yeah,
Justin.
Know,
never admit to anything. Never.
I didn't expect to be arrested or anything. Like, he told me, he's like, well, you didn't threaten anybody. He's like, you're not being charged with a crime here. He's like, but considering what your original charge is, he's like, that places you in a special category. He's like, at this time, I'm going to be revoking your bond.
Here's my piece of advice to you right now. First of all, you were wrongfully arrested on the second charge. The first charge, a person has a right to feel threatened. I mean, if she felt threatened that you were going to hurt her and press charges because you did say you were going to assault her, then I can understand that. But that being a terroristic threat, what's a terrorist? I mean, you know, you got to look up the definition of what a terrorist is. I don't think that's a terroristic threat. I think that's just communicating threats. You communicated a threat to her, you know, basically.
That's all you did,
and that's a misdemeanor, you know.
That's technically a misdemeanor. I was shocked, like, when you know, like, I don't remember if I asked the police officer if he told me, but, you know, he told me, like, I found out it was a felony.
Well, the first thing you should have did was never, ever speak to a police officer about anything. You should just say, I don't know who you are, what you want. I haven't done anything. I don't know what you're talking about, because their job is to come there, and you are guilty until proven innocent, always. I know the system tells you that you're innocent until proven guilty, but you can never go on that basis. You are guilty. When a police officer shows up and he's investigating a crime, you do not have to answer his questions at all. You don't have to cooperate at all. You don't need to show him any identification at all, because this isn't Nazi Germany. Papers, please. Papers, please. I don't need to show you any papers. I'm an invited guest over my grandmother's house. That's what I'm doing here. If you have a problem, talk to my grandmother. She's the owner of the property. Other than that, am I being detained, sir? Am I being detained? If he says yes, then what for? And then he commits a crime himself because you haven't been under arrest yet. You see, but anyway, it's already happened, so that advice, I'm just giving you future advice. Now, second of all, if I were you, I would sue the state of Georgia, the state you're from, for wrongful arrest and wrongful conviction, because you were wrongfully convicted of a crime. Okay. But then again, you had copped a plea. You made a deal with the state. Now you made a deal with the devil. So now when you make a deal with the devil, you know what happens. You're in trouble. You know, and so now what you need to do is, and then you're making other deals with another devil. Obviously, this lawyer of yours is a devil and a maggot, like most lawyers, not all, most, they are maggots. And like I always say, maggots only serve, actually, maggots don't, I don't know, I'm not going to get into that right now, but anyway. You know, I don't want to start criticizing whole organizations here, but like I said, most are, not all. There are some good lawyers out there. However, what you need to do is probably try to find a good appeals appellate lawyer or a civil rights violation lawyer who would look into this for you and handle your case, because I'm telling you right now, they violated. I mean, you have a First Amendment right to express yourself. I don't care.
Exactly.
You know, I just don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand how you were arrested for that. I mean, I'm going on what you're telling me, you know, and I believe you're trying to be truthful as much as possible. But like I said, I would just, you know, just do the best you can. I got a private caller here who wants to intervene. I'm waiting for my Amazon callers to call in here tonight and talk about Amazon. And Justin, I don't know. So I'll get it to another caller here. I want to dissect your case a little more maybe in the future. And, you know, I'm getting messages right now on my Facebook. I'm getting a look at a penis right now. Men, try this tonight. You'll never need Viagra again. And it's a picture of a penis, you know. And this is what I get. I'm like, now, why isn't that a crime? Why isn't that a crime? You know? So I don't know. So anyway, all right, here we go here. Let's go with my private caller. I don't know where my Amazon callers are tonight. So anyway, let's try it here. All right, private caller, go ahead. I don't know, maybe some people can't get through. I don't know. Go ahead, private caller.
Hey, good evening, Joe. Mike from Wisconsin.
One of the supporters of the program, Mike from Wisconsin. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Thank you.
Boy, he's really in a pickle. I'll tell you that.
Yes, he is.
And I
well,
wish
he's
him,
a young
I wish
kid,
him...
Mike. He's a young kid who made some mistakes. I tried to give him a little personal advice. I didn't give him legal advice because giving him legal advice is actually against the law, technically. So I didn't give him any legal advice. I'm just trying to give him some personal advice as a friend. So, but anyway,
yeah.
Go ahead, Mike. I just need to cover myself legally there.
Well, what I called in about is I was on Facebook looking at, you know, things that family send me and everything. And my niece, I believe out in Connecticut, she sent me through Facebook, you know, her child was sent home with a form that was printed out, and they had to have the parent sign the form and bring it back. And what this form actually said was that they give the school permission to keep their child from saying the Pledge of Allegiance in the morning. If they don't want to put their hand over their heart, they don't have to. If they don't want to sing or say anything, they can just go sit quietly while the rest of the class does the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mike, your niece, Mike, needs to call into this radio show and bring this forward. Because this, obviously, is something that needs to be talked about.
Well,
it needs to be exposed.
Well, when I saw this, that, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, what else are they going to try to, you know, take away from us? Geez, you know.
First of all, she needs to read that consent form thoroughly. Thoroughly. You see, now we're into a third party stand. We're into a fourth party now. The school is the first party. Your niece is the second party. Then they told you about it. You're the third party. And now I'm the fourth party. Now, we all heard the old stories when one person tells somebody a story and then it goes to the next person, goes to the next person, goes to the next person. You don't know what's in there. You know, you don't know what to believe. So that's why I'm telling you, Mike, is that your niece should call into this show and read that consent form out loud, live on the air, and we need to consent. We need to dissect that and explain to her, you don't sign nothing that the school sends home about standing up for the Pledge of Allegiance, okay? Because, you know, because you don't know what they're trying to pull here, Mike. You don't know. You know, you got to read between the lines. You don't know. And like I just said, now it's fourth hand. The story is fourth hand right now. So your niece would be welcome to call into the show here and read that consent form. Don't sign it until she talks to people who are knowledgeable about this stuff, you know?
Well, when you know, the forum is on Facebook. She sent the forum a picture of it on Facebook, and
Well, I don't know if you want to give your niece's name. Yeah, well, I don't know if you want to give your niece's name or anything. That's why I'm saying you should maybe tell her call into the show, and you know, I don't. She may get angry if you say her name on the radio show.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Do that. You know, she's closer to you than she is to me. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Okay.
You know, and if she did call in, I think it would be an excellent thing for a topic, because now you have some sort of proof of what they're trying to do in this country.
Well, there you go, Mike. And you know, like I always tell people, you know, I mean, and we talk, and my intros, you need to wake up, America.
Right.
You know, understand the times in which you're living in today. Stop being that ho-hum person. Like George Carlin said, they go to work. Yeah, they're good people. Yeah, but they're asleep. They're sleeping. They're walking zombies. You know, and meanwhile, you're all going to suffer one way or another by not being proactive and alert and awake of what's going on out there. That's the purpose of this show, understanding the times in which we live in today. You understand, Mike?
Yeah. What I would like to know is, another thing is, who paid for John McCain's funeral? All the sevens that the United States owned were up in the last, you know, week. They were transporting thousands of people, and you know, I'm probably pretty ignorant when it comes to it, but you know, I don't think everything was given for free.
Well, John McCain, they're making him out to be some kind of freaking hero for some reason. Something's going on. I bet it's because him and Trump didn't get along. There's some kind of angle here they're playing. Because John McCain was never president. Former President Jimmy Carter. I mean, that guy, he must be like 130 years old right now. I mean, good God. You know, I mean, but he's still out there with a hammer and nail in his hand. I got to give him credit there, you know. But he was talking about, you know, I mean, he's out there building houses still, you know. I mean, this guy, where did he come from? He must be an alien or something.
he just took off to Africa to build another house.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But this John McCain was just a senator. Yeah, he ran for president. Well, what about Bob Dole? He was a senator. His wife was a senator. He ran for president. Nobody hears about him. He's not a hero. You know, I mean, and he served in the military. Matter of fact, he lost his right arm. Nobody hears about him anymore, do they? And I can go on and on and on about people, you know, famous people here. But, you know, why is John McCain so important? I'm going to tell you one thing is his wife owns half the beer companies in America. Number one. Number two, John McCain, the guy lived such a comfortable life. I mean, and as far as him being tortured in Vietnam, that was a lie. He was never tortured in Vietnam. If you research the facts and stop listening to CNN and Fox News, you'll know, yes, he was captured, but his father was a Navy admiral and got him out fast. But John McCain had the option to stay and his comrades be released, and John McCain left. And left his comrades behind. Okay, so he wasn't some American hero that did so much. What did he serve? Yeah, he served. Thank you for your service. Well, millions of Americans have served, but they don't get 747s flying over their houses and their funerals every day either. You know, so I don't know. I mean, if the country loved John McCain so much, why didn't he become president when he ran? You know. So, you know, we'll dissect that maybe in the future, John McCain. But yeah, John McCain was no real American hero like everyone claims he was. As far as me knowing him personally, I didn't know John McCain. Okay, I'm reading the chat room right now. Well, she didn't press 1 because I don't see it. She has to press 1 one time in the chat room, but I'll connect her number because I do see her number. Well, maybe this might be her now. All right. Mike, if you got anything else to add, I got another caller here on the line here. If you got anything else to add, go ahead. I'll give you the time. So usually you get cut off, so I want to give you as much time as possible. We don't got no tones on here tonight. I've kicked them off. No Medelicons. They're off. You know, I got rid of them tonight. So go ahead.
Okay, I'm done. Move on if you'd like.
All right, very good. Then thanks, Mike, from Wisconsin, state of Wisconsin. Like I said, we cover much of the country here, so we got callers here. I want to continue on with the Amazon story. Hopefully that's what this caller is going to talk about here and really give a statement of facts and a summary of what happened, okay? All right. And then, of course, I got idiots text messaging me while I'm on the radio, and I tell people when I'm on the radio, don't send me a text message. Please don't do that. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and connect Connecticut right now. I think this is her. Go ahead. Is this 203?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
All right. I can hear you fine. You know I was talking about Amazon in the beginning. And I want to talk about Amazon here. I want to get a detailed history of what happened to you. Share your story as a seller on Amazon. Nobody needs to know who you are, your name, or anything like that. Just give your story as a detailed seller on Amazon and how they screwed you over. Go ahead.
Well, there's many aspects to the story, so I'll try to keep everything in. The reason why there's many aspects is because Amazon is so convoluted and messed up. Now, you would think a company that calls themselves global, you know, they would have some kind of not just a customer service helpline, but, you know, for being a seller, you know, in conjunction with Amazon, you know, not only are you making royalties off your profits, but they're making money off of you. You would think there'd be some formal way to contact somebody or, you know, to address a problem. Instead, what they do is I think that they've done everything possible under the sun to keep it completely in the dark, so they never really even have to answer anybody. I've talked to people over in the Philippines. I've talked to people over in India. I've talked to people in the United States, where supposedly their corporate office is located. Now, before I go into the whole phone conversation thing, what happened is, as a seller for Amazon, as you were talking about with the streaming for movies, et cetera, what happens is, in brief, you set up an account, you know, as a seller account, and, you know, you pick your titles that you want to share or put up for sale. And, you know, there's a lot that goes along with it, and we don't have to get into that right now. But in any event, the first thing that leads into the problem is, in the setting up of the account, there are automated steps that it's their program, their platform that you follow. And towards the very end, they give you an option called users and roles, okay? And when they give you that option under users and roles, they state it as allow somebody to view and access your account. You can determine what, you know, administrator, you know, advances they could have, or what they, you control what they can see or do on your account. They allow you to share it. So with that being said, there were separate accounts. However, they were shared for viewing and management purposes. So, and these accounts have been on for quite some time, some of them quite a few years, actually. So without any kind of information notice, you go to sign on to Amazon one day, and they put a little note up there in your sign-on box. This account has been closed. That's it. Goodbye. See you later. No phone number to call, no contact person, no nothing. So you're sitting there going, what? I got thousands and thousands of hours of work into this, and they just shut it down. So then we start the merry-go-round. What do? Well, email customer support on our little contact link. So you do that. Of course, it takes days for somebody to get back to you. when they do get back to you, they have not only not addressed your issue or solved your issue, they just twisted it and turned it into something that has nothing to do with what you're talking about. So you have to email them again. Then that email goes to somebody else who has no clue what's going on. So a long story short, all the other accounts that were shared for viewing purposes, they took all of those for the people that had nothing to do with the initial reasoning and shut them down as well. So this is affecting multiple people, not just myself, okay? I don't know if this is making sense so far.
Yeah, it's making plenty of sense. Yes, it is.
Okay.
And talk about the withholding of money for 90 days as a policy.
Oh, yes. This is definitely a big thing. So now that they closed all these other people's accounts, I actually, with somebody else, stayed on the phone for 5 to 6 hours. They were on one line. I was on the other line. We got a Googled the number. Of course, half of them that were available through whatever, White Pages, Google, their website, either you dialed them and they hung up on you, they were no longer in service. I got lucky. I got a number out to Seattle, Washington that was to their corporate office, who I spoke to the receptionist named Rebecca. And she could not refer me to anybody live in that building to talk to. Not only could she not do that, but anybody was to in customer support, internal support, seller support, whatever other, we were in five different departments we got rotated around in over the course of 5 hours. So I finally get the corporate office, and she's telling me the only way to communicate with anybody, even on their executive team, is through email. So she gives me the email address to the executive support office, okay, who supposedly is supposed to go a copy to the CEO of the company, Jeff B. I can't remember his last name, Bozo or whatever his name is.
Bozo, so that's what I call him.
Yeah, exactly, pretty much. That's how it's spelled. So, you know, he does a Bozo thing, and, you know, you figure you email the CEO, they would give you some kind of attention, seeing as though we're not talking, you know, $400 or $500 here. We're talking a lot of money, okay?
Tens of thousands of dollars.
Yes, exactly. And he turns around and brushes it off to a team member. Look into this for me, please. So now we got somebody else looking into it. This person who was supposed to be on his executive team, now a week later, it took him a week to get back to me. And they totally had everything screwed up and wrong and gave me a separate answer. So this whole, I mean, it's been such a mess. I'm just mentally drained. And
yeah,
I still
because you can't speak to anybody.
Gotten a resolution.
You can't speak to anybody. There's no complaint. There's no,
no
way to file a complaint or have a due process claim. You know,
nothing.
I mean, and that's what I'm saying. When you have a court under corporate law and UCC law, you should have some sort of way as a, under being a limited liability company or whatnot, have you, or any type of a corporation, you have to have a grievance process. You have to have some sort of way to address customer complaints, especially when the company is receiving tax breaks, tax-funded dollars, folks, that you're paying for. You know, I mean, it's just, it's crazy. It's insane. I understand the frustration.
And not only that, are they getting tax breaks, but they're sending you a tax form at the end of the year for the royalties you make. Which
That's
leads
right.
me into my next problem with the money. When you first open an account with them, now keep in mind, there was no digital licensing agreement available upon creation of these accounts that have been open for years. Nothing. This digital licensing agreement that they keep throwing back on the table became available in May of 2018. And with that being said, there was no option in that licensing agreement to click to agree, nothing. But what they do now is if you set up a new account, before you can even put your name in, the licensing agreement comes up in the agree box you can check. That was not available to us upon creation of these accounts. But in their licensing agreement,
Hang on a second here. Let's talk about what the hell is this here? You know, see, I get so much spam here from people. No, let's talk about the fact of the matter is that, the money that's owed you, like I said, let's go into detail of that. That's larceny.
Right.
If I was to set up a website, okay, and I invited people to sell their products on my website, however, any royalties or payments they would accrue, I would say, well, due to our policy, you have to wait 90 days to get paid. Because, you know, there could be returns, there could be stuff like this. So people say, okay, we'll buy into that.
That's what Amazon does.
I say, your account is closed. And then you don't get paid. Where
right.
did that money go from the sale?
Right. So
where
this
did
is
it
what
go?
Now.
And are
but
the
here's
titles,
the thing.
Connecticut, are the titles that you are they gone or are they still being up? Are they still up for sale?
They indicate that all the titles have been removed from their channels. However, there are still some, if we Google or we go on their website and look for our work and our titles, some of them are still up there being sold. Who is it going to? Who people are taking the artwork of ours and displaying it?
Wait a second. The product you created is still being sold?
Yes. Correct. Correct.
And
it's
you're not
still
getting
being
paid
sold.
For it?
No, they shut the account,
and
now
not
with
paid
this.
For it.
Well, this is what I'm trying to get to because you can't get a hold of nobody. They hold back the first 90 days, so they're holding back money from May 2018, June 2018, July 2018, and half of August. And now they're saying that we're not eligible to receive those royalties. How do you figure that? That's money that was made prior.
Well, I want to let everyone know. I want to let everyone know if they're listening right now, they're listening to this person's story, they need to contact Jeff at Amazon.com and complain and say they heard complaints on Blog Talk Radio, Understanding the Times in Which We Live in Today. And give my phone number if you have to. And if you want to report white collar crime, you can dial 888 647-3258 or 202-307-2040. That's 202-307-2040 because this is white collar crime where this person has been who I've been in contact with now, who's telling her story, has $31,000 missing from sales that Amazon accrued. Now, folks, imagine if I opened up a website and I collected $31,000 times tens, hundreds of thousands of users that log into my website. Imagine if I held back 30 grand times 100,000. How much money could I accrue? How much money could I invest in other business adventures? And then all of a sudden I say, let's screw 10,000 of these people out of their money. Your account is closed. And they have no way to complain. They have no way to complain. Where's the attorney general? Where is the U.S. attorney? Even our local media down here cannot get a hold of Amazon, and they've said that when they talk about other stories. So I got another caller here who's relating to this story, so we're going to go and connect him. Maybe he can add some venture into this. Go ahead, Meriden, Connecticut. Also, go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. Yeah, you pretty much covered what I was going to say, except that $31,000. That's just basically half of the accrued royalties that they're not paying. So the amount is well into the $60,000 range. And you're absolutely right. This is just one account. Well, we're talking how many other people and how many other accounts. You know, that were created by me or this other person here, you know. So they are making hand and fist, and they do not answer emails. I've emailed them asking them for a physical address or a phone number, and they will not answer your emails. I've contacted their domain provider, and I've told them that Amazon.com is committing fraud online. That's what they're doing. I'm calling the white-collar number, and I'm going to make a complaint about Amazon. They are committing white-collar crime, in my opinion, and I want it investigated. and I want a suit against Amazon.com. And I don't believe that Jeff@Amazon.com is the email for Jeff Bezos, if that's his name. That's probably a catch-all tank that they use to weed out these people, because he makes $250 million a day, so he's not going to be bothered.
Well, that's true. That's true. You're right. And at the same time, I want to up and away for Amazon. I'm sure they get plenty of fraudulent accounts set up. But you know what? Like the last caller just said here, who's still on the line, you have no one to talk to. Who are you talking to? You're talking to Habib over there in India. And you don't understand a damn word they're saying. You know,
right.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. I can connect you to my supervisor. And then you're on hold for 45 minutes, okay? And then they hang up on you.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know,
they have no grievance or rebuttal process as outlined by federal law for this sort of thing. It's already been outlined. The process that needs to be followed, and they refuse to acknowledge that process when I talk to them. We're Amazon. This is our final decision. That's it. They don't even say that. They just don't acknowledge you. You are nobody to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
right.
What did I say in the beginning? What intro did I play? If anyone of you missed it, yeah, I'm not going to play it again. But what did I play? They don't care about you. They don't give a F about you. You are nothing. It's a big club, and you're not in it. So they're going to screw you over, you know. But if you keep making noise, and I did say this, there are some feel-good stories out there where people do get justice. The squeaky wheel will get the grease, so keep fighting and keep battling them. And people out there who listen to me in archive, complain to Amazon. Say what you heard on this radio show. You heard on Blog Talk Radio, Understanding the Times, because we notified them that this show was going to happen, and we told them, where's someone from Amazon? All these tens of thousands of employees, nobody can call in and stick up for their company tonight. Come on, Jeff Bozo, where are you? You know, and send letters to these companies. Emails are not admissible in court, so I want everyone to remember that. Emails are okay and all, and it's okay to bombard them with emails. Amazon Prime phone number, folks, anyone who wants to call and say they heard complaints about their company on my show. The phone number is 1-800-201-7575.
I don't think that works.
Yeah, well, you may not get nowhere, but, you know, what I'm saying is try. If you're a supporter of this program, try. You know, I mean, we're fighting a global corporation right now. We're taking them on Blog Talk Radio, Understanding the Times in Which You Live In, and I'm calling upon my supporters out there to email Amazon and say, I heard, and now you heard another story here tonight from Meriden, Connecticut, and you know we addressed this on Thursday. But again, what's the final result, the female there in Meriden, Connecticut, that's speaking? What is the final result? Your money's been stolen, and you're screwed, right?
Yeah, basically, all my accounts have been shut down, and as well as everybody else's who were innocent, had nothing involved in it. The money has disappeared. I keep going around in circles and get nowhere, no answers. They don't even acknowledge the subject. They just keep going, nope. Sorry.
Is there any way here that we can get someone legally here? And, you know, I tried to get my friend here, Dr. Peter Ventura, but we know he's a pastor of a church, and he's scamming himself. So, you know, he's out there collecting money, you know, and doing what he's got to do. So, you know, but anyway, you know, I have asked him to come in and help, and, you know, you can't get any, it's hard to get help from people nowadays. It's hard. You know, everyone's running around, going here, going there, you know, and it's hard. But so basically the accounts have been closed. There's no, the money has not been, the promise and the contract you had where you see, that's another thing that I wonder about is you stated that they withheld 90 days of your pay, so you had a contract. So therefore,
yes,
how
yes,
can they take back? So you had a contract that they would hold 90. So you had an unwritten verbal or maybe I don't know if it's written or not through email, but you had a contract that they would withhold 90 days of your sales and then pay you on the 90th day, which is the third month, on the 29th, I believe, and they would pay
mm-hmm.
you. And they've been paying you on the 29th for years, and then all of a
Correct.
Sudden just stop. Just stop.
Yep. Just stop.
Nope,
no
goodbye.
Emails. Nope. Yep. No, you
well,
can't
did,
get a
well,
hold of nobody.
They did give you an email. They did give you an email. They just said they closed your account. That's what you said. They closed
yes.
your account. But they didn't give you a reason.
Yes.
Or actually, they
well,
did. You said they said there was multiple accounts.
Exactly.
Then again,
and then they but keep in mind, they reinstated my account the next day for a week. Okay? And then they shut it down again, the corporate office did. This Miranda
wow.
person
wow.
that Jeff Bozo referred my email to because she said
what's
that
the Miranda?
There was
wait a second. Who's the name? Miranda? What's her name? Put her name out there and her contact number. Do you have a contact number?
Hold
for
on.
I
don't have
all
a
right,
phone
well,
number. So she's the one that took a week from the corporate office, but I'm going to look it up while I'm on the phone and I'll tell you.
All right.
She because I believe it gives me her full name in there.
Right.
Yeah, here we go. This is from Prime Video Direct, which, by the way, anybody who works at Amazon doesn't even understand what that is, half of them. They don't even know what Prime Video Direct is. Honest to God. It's the Executive Customer Relations, okay? And here is her name, Miranda, M-I-R-A-N as in Nancy, D as in dog, A, and her last name, I'll spell it, P as in Paul, E, R as in Robert, O, Z as in Zebra, Z as in Zebra, I as in Idiot. And
she
is
have an
executive.
Employee ID? Now, hang on. Did she give you an employee ID number?
Nope. Just a website,
well,
which is the generic website
for,
to everything else.
Yeah. It's a generic
she
website.
She won't.
Yeah.
She won't respond to me. I asked her, and she won't respond.
You should always ask for an employee ID number before you even speak to somebody because they all have to have employee tags or badges that when they
well,
respond.
This,
when you're handling customer service, under law, they have to give you some sort of, like you said, a procedure, a grievance procedure. You have to.
She
for
won't
God
respond
sake,
to me.
Even prisoners get a grievance procedure. You know?
I know.
And you're telling
yep.
me that someone out here in the public, out here in society, can't receive a grievance procedure? This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
Yep.
There has to be a way to modify this. I don't know where Leroy is tonight. Leroy said he loves talking about stuff like this, but he's not here. So I'm calling him out, and he's supposed to be here, but I don't know where he is. I'll call somebody out if they say they're going to be here, and they're not going to be here. I just want everyone to know that. So I don't know what's going on with him. I spoke to him earlier. He knows I have a show here tonight. So I was kind of hoping to hear from him because he knows computers and understands how websites work, and we could have really used him. But as usual, when you want to depend on somebody, they're not here. So, but anyway, and I'll just say that. And if people want to get mad at me, oh, well, too bad. You know, we knew this show was coming. So what's the next step now? Where do you go from here? Does anyone have any advice here? What's the next step?
Keep harassing them.
Huh. Well, what about me, you, BitBanker? What's the next step? What do you do?
Well, kind of hard to say. I think I'm going to go with the Federal Trade Commission to begin with and see what kind of nonsense they can come up with. As you know, that's part of our justice system. And it probably will go the way of the Mueller investigation. So that's probably hopeless. But, again, with all these emails and contacting the Justice Department.
What about contacting the Senate Judiciary Committee? Amazon
well,
is stealing money from their sellers.
That's all well and fine too. I just want to have a good trail of all the attempts we've made to correct their problems without a response, reply, or any kind of way to correct this stuff with Amazon. Before we go out, even recognition
of the work done.
Right, exactly. Before we go for a full-fledged suit against them, because that's what it's going to end up in the long run. And it's probably going to be a class action suit, so there probably won't be too much cost for me, but it will be for Amazon. But again, like I said, it may go the way of the Mueller investigation, and they'll probably get a bonus for it.
Yeah, they will. We'll get Jeff Bezos in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and we'll get five senators after filing a class action suit. They'll yell at them, and then they'll all shake hands in the back room, smoke a cigar, and say, "We got them again, guys." You know?
Right.
And that's what will happen. You know? Yeah. And that's what will happen. Because it's a big club. I'll say it again for the ninth time, and you ain't in it. So all you suckers out there working 40 hours a week, for 60 hours a week, busting your ass, thinking you got a 401k out there, thinking you got a retirement money, like George Carlin said, now they're coming for your Social Security. Now they're coming for your retirement. They're going to get it all. They're going to take it all. So guess what, folks? Why don't you step up to the plate now and stand up, turn off the damn YouTube or TV and stop listening to Lady Gaga or whoever is popular today, Rihanna or whatever, and start fighting for your neighbor. Because guess what? You know, there's an old saying, you know, you look out the front door, you see your neighbor getting dragged off away. Hey, at least it ain't me. Guess what? And then it happens to you. You got nobody to cry to. You know,
yeah.
Help out your neighbor. Help out your fellow neighbor as much as you can. And I'm not talking about stupid shit because your neighbor's over there freaking smoking crack or shooting up dope or what. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about hardworking people, people who are out there trying to make a difference. That's the neighbors I'm talking about. You know, I'm talking about people out there who are doing the right thing, trying to do the right thing. You need to wake up. You really do. So I'm going to give everyone a last word here tonight before we wrap up. I'll let it, because we got enough time, because like I said, I got rid of the Mandelicon nonsense tonight, the tone nonsense. I don't want to talk about bull crap. You know, we wasted time on Thursday about that. So this show needs to be forwarded. The link to this show needs to be forwarded to the CEO of Amazon. So all my friends out there and supporters, you need to forward the link of this show to Amazon and say, "Hey, Jeff Bozo,
I have her email address. I have Miranda's email address if you want to put that out there.
Put it
She's,
out there.
She's the
Go
executive.
Ahead.
Yeah. All right. It's they do it under http://, video direct, all one word. That's videodirect.amazon.com.
Well, there you
go.
So
again,
folks.
And if we had
a phone number we can get a hold of, we would surely call them. And we may do that on Thursday, actually. We may try to call them. Because I'm not going to let this go, and I'm not going to stop it. You know, that's
yeah,
not an email, somebody
nope.
said. Somebody said that's not an email that you gave. So I don't know what.
It probably isn't. That's probably,
you
well,
know, I don't,
try
I,
it
I
without
don't know.
The
I
HTTP. Go to videodirect.com.amazon.com.
Yeah.
That's what she gave me.
Okay.
Do you
very
see
good.
What I mean,
anyway,
though? They give you.
Yeah, I know, I understand. All right, well, let's go down the line here tonight. Everybody's going to close in because we got to wrap up the show, and anyone else who wants to contribute here real quick, you can, because I don't want people to get cut off. So we got 11 minutes and about to go here. So I'm going to go with Justin first because you talked about some stuff. Take 2 minutes, and then I'll go down the mic and go down the line. Go ahead, Justin. Go ahead, 2 minutes.
I just wanted to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to share the details of my case, and it was a really good show. One thing that I forgot to mention when I was talking about my case earlier, they sentenced me out after the 2.5 months of serving in jail after they revoked my bond. One of the special conditions of my probation is I'm no longer allowed to use social media, which is crazy. But
Well, we'll get more into that, Justin. We will. I apologize for your situation. And like you said, you're getting your voice heard here on this show. And this show is listened to in archive. We've got many people in the chat room, many people listening live on Facebook. So, and we are on Blog Talk Radio also. And we also got a live number here. So your case is being heard. And I hope you contribute here. Complain to Amazon if you can. Hey, send an email to Amazon. Say, I heard about Amazon here on blogtalkradio.com. And go back and help out these callers. Everyone needs to help each other out here, okay? So do that for me, Justin, if you can. You know, go back and send them an email. You know, I know you will because you obviously know how to threaten people. You know, you tell them like it is. But, no, I'll always give you a voice, Justin. You're a good listener. You're a good supporter. I appreciate it. Mike, go ahead. I got to get to you because we're running out of time. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. Hey, what a great show. You know, just one thing, you know, you should say is that, you know, your show is here for us. That's what you're here for. You're here to help, you know, regular John Doe, the hardworking person that goes to work, you know, and then picks up a paycheck and pays their bills and goes back to work. And, you know, just I know you're running out of time, but on the news tonight, there's a scam going around. It's with couponing. And couponing business is going rampant. People are going into stores and they got all these coupons, and they end up getting money back when they spent no money. And right now, it's a $300 billion fraud that is in the coupon business. And
there you go. Yeah, that's crazy, Mike. That really is crazy. But, Mike, I want you to note Justin's case here tonight and also the Connecticut cases here we talked about Amazon. Send a complaint to Amazon. Let Amazon know that Blog Talk Radio is talking about them, and we'll get some answers here. So, Mike, you're a supporter of the program. And, Mike, your niece. Contact your niece.
Yep.
Instead of posting it on Facebook for everyone to say, call into this radio show. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this live on the air, Mike. So it's up to you, Mike. You get your niece on here, and let's talk about this. Let's talk about that consent form and standing up for the Pledge of Allegiance, because that's another issue here we need to talk about. And, yeah, I am running out of time, so I got to get to BitBanker real quick and then the other caller in Meredith, Connecticut. So, BitBanker, you're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's roughly 350 million people in the United States. Amazon, as of about a year and a half ago, has close to 70 million just Prime users, just Prime subscribers.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got our senators and we've got our government going in circles for things that affect a few people. Here we have a company who's affecting billions of people. The FBI and the FTC should get involved and do something about this. They are committing a fraud. They are committing crimes, and they should be held accountable. They don't need to go sit down.
And they're committing copyright violations. And they're committing copyright violations under United States copyright law.
Oh, they are doing that as well, and they're not following the guidelines as outlined by the federal government concerning any complaints that may be received or any dispute process. They are making their own decisions and acting solely on them. They do not respond. Like George Carlin said, they don't care about you. And he's absolutely correct. They don't care. But the bottom line here, it's going to take quite some time. We have a goal to reach. And like everything else I do, I will reach that goal. The day will come, and they will pay.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope so. And then these criminals need to be brought down, a global corporation. It's time. And, you know, the government screwed me over many times in my life. And, you know, I put a book out there. And like Tone was there bashing me last week, I told him, buy the book. Why should I talk about what I'm doing, you know? Buy the book. Put out a freaking $15 bill, you scumbag. you know. But anyway, I know he tried getting through here tonight, and I blocked him like I promised, you know. And I don't need Mandelicons, People's Revolution, and European invaders. We're not talking about racism tonight. We're talking about what's affecting everybody. I don't care about the poor little people out there slinging crack and everything. I don't care. I don't want to hear that crap, you know. You know, it's all 20th century colonial crap. That's all it is. Just like when Mitch Gerber came on here, he shut Mandelicon down in 1 minute flat. He just needs to talk to someone that's educated. All right, the female here, Meredith, Connecticut. I know it was your story here tonight talking about Amazon. You're going to get the final 4 minutes, so go ahead, wrap it up.
Well, I don't think I need 4 minutes, but I just want to say thank you for putting it out there, because I know we're not the only ones suffering at their hands, and I will persist, and like Big Banker said, I will accomplish that goal. It may take some time, but somebody out there is going to do something about this, because it's wrong and it can't continue. So I'm glad that it's out there, because you know what? Maybe it'll prevent them from putting somebody else through this agony. It's wrong. It's like you go to work for 3 months, but you don't ever get a paycheck. That's pretty much what they're doing. And it's wrong, regardless of the circumstances.
It's
so,
theft.
I mean,
it's
I'll
theft.
Continue. Yes.
Yeah. It's theft.
Yeah, it is.
You're
it's
absolutely
larceny.
Correct.
It's larceny.
It's larceny.
Yep.
You know, like I told you, I cannot open up a website and say, you sell my your product on my website and say, well, I'll hold back 3 months of your pay, you know, just because of return policy and blah, 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 and then shut your account down and steal your money. But Amazon can get away with it. Amazon can get away with it. And your story here tonight should go far. It should go far. And everyone out there needs to say, yeah, they need to talk about Amazon. They're a corrupt company.
Well, not only
go
that,
ahead,
but
I'm sorry.
BitBanker made a very, very good point. Even though the sum, say if it was $30,000, that's only 40%. We only get 40% of our royalties. So think about how much money they pocketed. If we're only getting
yeah.
if 30,000, 40%,
yeah. and
think
who
about
pays
how much
the
money
taxes
they got.
On that, like you said? What happens
we
if
do.
You get a tax? Yeah, you pay the taxes on Amazon on what Amazon stole from you. That's a damn shame. And that's a crime,
folks. Well, I'll get the IRS
folks.
Involved. Yep.
Well, you know
Definitely.
What? But the IRS isn't going to go after Amazon. They never will. And I'm going to tell you right
now,
on Thursday's show, we're going to do a part three on this show, a conclusion to this. And I want information. I want to call Amazon. I want some numbers to call. I want to see this farce, because that's what they are, a farce. They're a crock of baloney. They're ripping people off. And, folks, you need to send letters, send emails to Amazon, okay? And if you missed tonight's show, you missed a powerful show talking about global corporations that are ripping people off every day, and these people out here just don't care or don't know, and it's disgusting. It really is. You know, I mean, I just don't know any other way to put it other than how we put it tonight in tonight's show. You know, I really don't, but your story is appreciated, and they've ripped off $30,000 from you, and, you know, that is disgusting. $30,000, your blood, sweat, and tears, Amazon stole from you, and there's no retaliation whatsoever. There's no way to call Amazon. If these, you know, you call these, like I told you. You talk to someone in India. You know, and you don't understand a damn word they're saying. Then they connect you to someone in the Philippines, and they're talking like this. And you can't understand a word they're saying. And then you're on hold for another 45 minutes, and they hang up on you. You know?
Yep.
you wonder why, folks. You wonder why. And I'm not advocating this, but you wonder why people go crazy, you know, and they snap and they run up.
Yep.
I mean, we heard it about YouTube. Remember when that wacky woman ran up in YouTube? Maybe when she wasn't so wacky. Maybe when she ran up in YouTube, she just got fed up, you know?
YouTube is
crazy.
YouTube is notorious for making false claims.
Yeah. Thank you. But I want to thank all the callers tonight, and because we only got 30 seconds left, I want to thank all the callers tonight.
Thank
Justin,
you.
Thank you for sharing your story. That was great. That was an awesome story you shared in the beginning. Mike from Wisconsin and my two callers from Connecticut. And everyone, tune in Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.